This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about how the Bush administration deceived us about the reasons for the war in Iraq. On the second anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, I wrote a column entitled The Deceptions of War. Today, as we approach the war's fourth anniversary, we have even better evidence that the Bush administration cooked the intelligence that misled so many of our elected officials. We now know that it was Douglas Feith who was the head chef in charge of stirring this stew of misleading information. Feith was Undersecretary for Policy in the Defense Department. Rumsfeld was not pleased with CIA reports on Iraq, so it was Feith's job to come up with alternative views about the threat that Saddam posed. In a devastating critique on February 9, 2007, Pentagon Inspector General Thomas Gimbel, appearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, declared that Feith's work was inappropriate and was not supported by the available intelligence. Specifically, Gimbel said that there was no evidence for an alleged mature symbiotic relationship between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, which the 9/11 Commission had already concluded in its own investigations. Al-Qaeda did not come to Iraq until President Bush extended the invitation with his infamous "bring them on" comment, which is now, he now admits, was unsophisticated, the only regret that he appears to have about this disastrous war. On June 17, 2004, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld stated that Abu Musab al-Sakhawi was not Al-Qaeda, even though Bush and Cheney continued to state that he was. Earlier in 2004, CIA Chief George Tenet told a Senate committee that there was no connection between Sakhawi and Saddam. In September 2004, Sakhawi did indeed set up Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but because Osama bin Laden thought that Sakhawi was an illiterate thug, he delayed recognition of the group by 8 months. American intelligence has determined that foreign fighters, many of them not Al-Qaeda, have never been more than 10% of the insurgency. The Libby trial has reconfirmed another instance of not only Bush administration deceit, but also retaliation. Vice President Cheney asked Joseph Wilson to travel to Niger to investigate allegations that Iraq was buying yellowcake uranium there. The Bush administration was furious when Wilson published a column pointing out that the Niger link was based on forged Italian documents. In retaliation, Wilson's wife was outed as a CIA agent. The CIA suggested that the Niger uranium link be deleted from a major address that Bush gave on October 8, 2002. Testimony in the Libby trial reveals that the CIA advised the Bush administration at least 4 times that the Niger claim should not be used against the Iraqi government. As Bush was preparing for his 2003 State of the Union address, his advisors desperately wanted to beef up its claim of Saddam's nuclear threat. Especially since in 2002, in December, the International Atomic Energy Agency had declared his nuclear program defunct. They finally received permission from George Tenet to allow the infamous 16 words about the uranium link to be included. In speech after speech after speech, Senate Republicans have repeated the threat of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, when in fact the most recent national intelligence estimate emphasizes that although Al-Qaeda activities in Iraq remain a problem, they have been surpassed by Iraqi-on-Iraqi violence as the primary source of conflict. Most people would read Iraqi-on-Iraqi violence as a civil war, of which we should have no part. The Republicans also claim that the Democratic resolution will demoralize our troops and give solace to our enemies. It was good to hear our top, very top military chief and the new defense secretary remind us that in America, decisions are arrived at by vigorous debate, and that is the type of government that we prefer around the world. Governments that operate on blind loyalty do not survive for long as free nations. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.